This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Opioid and heroin addiction is a huge problem in Washington state. It's especially bad in Snohomish County, where overdose death rates are on the rise. Over the last decade, 900 people there have died from overdoses. One reason for the epidemic can be traced back to Los Angeles in 2008. Harriet Ryan investigated the story for the Los Angeles Times. She told KUOW's Emily Fox how black market OxyContin from L.A. sparked a drug epidemic in Everett.
The pills got into the illicit pipeline in L.A. via an OxyContin ring that was run by a convicted felon and his business partners. And they used broken down old doctors who were desperate for money and fake patients, homeless people from Skid Row, and then a network of corrupt pharmacies. And by using these three parts, they were able to get their hands on 1.1 million OxyContin pills. You know, they go on the street for up to $80 a piece. And they assembled all these massive amount of pills, and then they sold them to gang members and drug dealers.
And this trend ended up in Everett, Washington. How did it get there?
Our reporting shows that some of the gang members and criminals who bought pills from this OxyContin ring in L.A. trafficked OxyContin to the Everett area, either having gang members or other criminals drive bowling ball-sized bags of pills up I-5 or by having couriers board planes for SeaTac with pills strapped to their body. And in Everett, they were sold to a local drug dealer who became sort of the OxyContin kingpin of Everett.
So it ended up in Everett, and what happened once it got to Everett?
When the pills arrived in Everett, they ended up in the hands of people, many of whom were young and inexperienced with drugs, and they began abusing them, got addicted, and started committing crimes. And those crimes affected the entire community. To get drugs, addicts were shoplifting, robbing people, home invasions. They prostituted themselves, their identity theft. I mean, you name it, they did it to get OxyContin. And at the peak of the crisis, about half the crimes in Snohomish County were related to OxyContin.
Your story documents some of the people who are affected by this OxyContin epidemic in Everett. Who's Brandon Smith and what happened to him?
Brandon Smith was a guy who worked in marketing for Nintendo. He was very inexperienced with drugs. He'd never even tried marijuana before trying OxyContin. But he thought it was something that the popular kind of set in his social group were doing, and he started smoking it. He became addicted to it. He got clean for a time, and then he relapsed. He lost his job. He went through his 401k, and he ended up robbing tanning salons and other stores in Everett, at least 17 of them. And he is in prison now, and he won't get out until he's in his 30s. And he's just a good example of how somebody who didn't really know that much about drugs ended up losing everything to try to get more of the drug.
In your story, you kind of talk about how OxyContin has also led to this use in heroin in Snohomish County. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. OxyContin is a chemical cousin of heroin. In August of 2010, the manufacturer of OxyContin reformulated the pills so that they were more difficult to smoke, snort, or inject. And people that were addicted to OxyContin couldn't simply walk away because they were addicted. And so they looked for a replacement drug. And what they found was something that was very easy to get and very cheap, and that was heroin. There was just a sort of a mass movement to heroin. And heroin is the problem in Everett and Snohomish County now.
What lessons did public officials learn from all of this?
You know, our investigation looked at what the manufacturer of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, knew about the drug ring in L.A. And what we found is that they had a lot of evidence about what was going on there, about the fact that it was a criminal ring, and they didn't report it to law enforcement or stop the flow of pills. They reported it to law enforcement many years later or years later after the drug ring had already been brought down, after Everett had already been awash in pills. They did report it to federal prosecutors. So from my perspective, the Everett experience is part of a story that raises questions about the pharmaceutical industry's responsibility to police its own products so that they don't get into the hands of people who don't have a legitimate medical reason for them.
Los Angeles Times reporter Harriet Ryan speaking with KUOW's Emily Fox. Snohomish County is taking steps to combat the heroin problem. First responders now carry naloxone, a drug that reverses overdoses. Public health officials are meeting today to come up with comprehensive, long-term solutions. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.